The January 6th committee has ended its year-and-a-half-long investigation into the violence at the Capitol and the involvement of former President Donald Trump and others to overturn the 2020 election. The committee voted unanimously to refer Trump to the Justice Department on four criminal charges: insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and conspiracy to make false statements. Here's Democratic Representative Zoe Lofgren outlining the findings of the committee.
Now, many of these findings pertain to what has been called the big lie, the enormous effort led by ex-President Trump to spread baseless accusations and misinformation in an attempt to falsely convince tens of millions of Americans that the election had been stolen from him.
The panel also referred four Republican lawmakers to the House Ethics Committee for not complying with subpoenas. NPR's Susan Davis is back with us. Susan, what happens now to these criminal referrals?
Well, I think the short answer is not necessarily much of anything. I mean, it's important to remember that criminal referrals from the legislative branch do not have the force of law. They do not compel the Justice Department to act. But they are, as a matter for the historical record, a rather weighty day. I mean, the House of Representatives, a committee of the House of Representatives, is on the record accusing a former president of the United States of crimes against the government. And that is not an insignificant moment. It's also worth noting that the Justice Department already has several investigations into the former president underway, including efforts around the 2020 election. So in some ways, the referrals today, they are a statement. They are an important statement. But the impact in some ways is moot because what they want the Justice Department to do, they're already doing.
Yeah. So are there particular materials, either the criminal referrals or the transcripts, the other documents that will come out from the committee's report that might be valuable to the Justice Department?
Sure. And that's an important point, right? Like the referrals don't necessarily have the force of law, but the Justice Department could have quite a bit of interest in the evidence that the committee has gathered over its year and a half investigation. The committee intends to release the transcripts of those conversations. They've made clear that they will turn over any relevant documents to the Justice Department that they received in the course of their investigation. And this was a thorough House investigation. I mean, we're talking about a panel that heard testimony from over 1,000 people that were in or around or involved in the events of January 6th, including the core inner circle of the Trump White House, his former general counsel, his former attorney general, his former campaign manager. These were not Trump opponents who helped make the case against him. If anything, it was his closest allies in inner circle that really led to the strongest condemnations of the former president by the committee.
Now, one other audience today is, of course, the American people. Was there anything, Susan, particularly highlighted today as this committee made its kind of closing argument?
The committee, throughout the course of its 9 public hearings, has been very mindful of how to make this consumable for the American public. They have enlisted former broadcast journalists who work in television. The way that they selectively used videos and montages and video, much of their testimony was taken under video, clips of that, where we saw images of people like the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, or former top advisors like Hope Hicks or Kellyanne Conway. They really did try to use those moments to make a public impact and to keep public attention, frankly, right? I mean, it's not congressional investigations aren't necessarily always top viewing in this country. They also used primetime
hearings.
That's
one way to put it.
Right? They also, you know, they did things in primetime for the very specific intention of trying to grab public attention. So they were mindful of how the country would view this, and they would say that the releasing all of the documents, not just the report, that the full report is coming later this week, but much of the backing up of the transcripts and investigation is so the public can, for the historical record, and for the public who might have any doubts, can go read the transcripts for themselves.
Yeah, and a couple seconds, Susan, we're expecting a bit of a response from Republican lawmakers in the House, to this committee and its report?
Sure. I mean, they've dismissed it from the start. They have opposed it and dismissed it, and I think that we'll hear very familiar partisan talking points to say that it was a witch hunt or that it wasn't viable. But I think public sentiment shows that there is still considerable interest in the American people in protecting democracy.
NPR political correspondent Susan Davis, thank you again.
You're welcome.